Paul Snowden's just sitting there ready to go. He's also ready to go today. Morning to you, Paul.
Andrew, how are you?
Good, mate. See this, mate, it's extraordinary, the Everest build-up, isn't it?
Yeah, it's good. And look, it's a bit of a spectacle too on the road to it. They're all sort of clashing along the way, where usually they sort of meet in the grand final. So it definitely keeps everyone honest, that's for sure.
Mm. Yeah, and as how's Redzel come through last week?
Yeah, he's good, mate. It's a very crazy week for him this week, and he's not screwed right down by any means yet. So we've done it a couple of times before, just a 3 to 4 week gap in between runs. He's won a group one off it and one down the straight. So this is perfect time for him. And obviously locking in a spot when we did just gave us that flexibility to aim right up at that race now. So we're in a really good position.
Obviously, there's other plans for Russian Revolution. I thought he would have been a target, but that's not the case.
Look, it probably still is. It just depends what happens after the Boyer. If he happened to win, that's certainly something for Henry and the rest of the team to be thinking about, because he's got two group ones next to his name then, and it all becomes something about. It might entice him to sort of sway that way, but well, there's still plenty of good races to win down there. If we don't get a slot with him, it's not the end of the world, but he's certainly going well enough, that's for sure.
Moulton, race one, up in class, but he's off two wins, and Matt's well on pace here.
Yeah, he's done a good job. His last two wins are very solid. They've only been a provincial grade, but this horse we thought a little bit of, so it's not surprising to see him end up in a race like this, but it's certainly a nice progression to what he's been going through. And I dare say he's turned into a really nice type, and you're going to see a lovely horse parade there before the race. I think he runs extremely well.
Race four, Plot Twist, first up 2,000 off a 2 mile win.
Yeah, look, he's going to get better after today, isn't he? But just want to see him hit the line late and look forward to, I think he's probably going to go to Melbourne after this. He's a 2,200, 2,400 metre race, second up, so get him started.
So Connig, cozy on pace run there.
Look, he did a little bit of work early in the run the other day, and I sort of just told the last furlong he was right there to the last 150, and he just started to whimper on his run. So if he can get across and take up a prominent spot, it's definitely he's going to be there for a long way.
The Gloaming, race six, Coulthard, he's had a nice grounding for this, although up in class.
Yeah, look, he just needs to win one. He's drawn the right barrier to get a lovely run, so doesn't look to be a lot of pressure there. Certainly going to utilise that to a degree, just depending on sort of what does come out wide. But I think you see him in the first four or five comfortably. Gives him a nice chance of running well.
Well, talk to me about these lovely colts in the Golden Rose. Pariah, tricky draw, but I suppose Blake will be just eyeing off Minari's back there.
Yeah, look, we don't really worry too much about a barrier draw with this horse, because he can adapt to any tempo. We went forward the other day, and like you said, in Santa Minica, he was back from a wide gate. It's very push button in the run. I think we basically just ride to the tempo, ride to sort of what we see in front of us. So I don't think we'll be changing anything, and that's the way we'll approach it with him again today.
Okay, and happy with his he's peaking on the right day.
Oh look, he's done extremely well since the other day, and this is a completely different race makeup. 1400 today, it's different ball game, and a lot of horses are tackling it for the first time, aren't they? So they're probably going to be a little bit conservative, but still, if they do, there's certainly horses that punch up inside them to sort of make them work and to get where they want to be.
Draker, is he a nice draw for him?
I think so. He's probably the forgotten horse. If him and Assimilate, their form has stood up for the last good month or so, these two horses, with Gay's horse winning and just beating, or Jackery's beat him, and then he's come out one and ties him with Addictive Nature, which just beat Assimilate. So that form sort of held up the last sort of 3 or 4 weeks, and they're probably two forgotten horses, but they're primed to run well, and they're both going to probably be midfieldish, I'd imagine, but they're going to be hitting the line strongly.
And you finish with Den Purr. Well, the tempo was against the second up there.
Yeah, look, she's an honest mare. She gets conditions run to suit. She's definitely can figure.
Okay, and Caulfield Ravi, the new look Ravi, keeping in touch. Will she keep in touch again today?
Well, we're anticipating so, off a lovely draw again. Dwayne's just got to just take advantage of that she's just relaxing so well in her race as well. And she looks outstanding. She looks really, really good in herself. She's travelled down extremely well and settled in really great down there. So now expecting another good run from her.
Yeah, very, very strong at Kembla Grange. Is Icon of Dubai the best of them?
Yeah, I'd assume so. He's a horse that we just were unlucky the other day. There was a lot of speed in the race, and, well, actually, the wind popped off our back and got us late. He was in the first, so he's only had the one trial leaning into that. He was a little bit soft going into it. Weren't expecting the tempo to be that strong, but just dragged us out of us a little bit late. But, look, he should be winning down there today. If he does it, it's in a bit of trouble.
Okay. How big's the stable in Melbourne? Have you got how many boxes have you got in Melbourne?
So 30's full. We've got it half full at the moment. Obviously, a lot of these horses have their runs and then filter down. So by the end of the month, we should have, nearly 20, 22, something like that. Then that'll sort of stabilise about 25 till the carnival's over. We'll look to keep it full sort of Christmas time and then on.
Beautiful.
Fantastic. Well, mate, good luck with the three and the Golden Rose and all the other runners today.
Good on you. Thanks, guys.